Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Kubota's new M7 series helps you get the most success out of every acre. With 170 horsepower, unprecedented comfort, and premium performance features. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months and a generous competitive trade-in bonus. The M7 is Kubota's smartest and largest tractor ever. Add one to your year-end checklist. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Power and other specifications are based on various standards or recommended practices.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, live and feeder futures should open a little bit lower today thanks to follow-through selling and some cash uncertainty. But on the other hand, the hog contracts seem ready to open on a mixed basis tied to a combination of residual buying and profit-taking. The cash cattle trade remains in slow motion today. Yesterday's market was limited to action on the internet. The Fed Cattle Exchange auction sold 3,200 steers and heifers with a weighted average price of $110.47, 19 cents higher than the previous price. Now, soybeans closed lower with the January now under chart at the 20-day moving average. Following forecasts for rain this week in Argentina's dry crop areas and more there next week, corn and wheat markets closed firm after the December contracts expired at noon. The crop markets had little reaction to the Federal Reserve raising its key target rate a quarter point to about 0.5% to 0.75%. While the increase was expected, the Fed also said it expects three rate increases in 2017. Equities turned lower after the news, with the Dow Industrials down about 60 points when the crops closed. The wheat markets finished mostly higher as cold weather this week and next week could hurt dormant wheat that's not covered by snow. The wheat markets have been lightly traded as there has been little news to drive market action. Gains have been kept in check by big world supplies and uneventful demand news. Well, corn closed a fraction higher yesterday in most months in light trading, with March remaining above the 20, 50, and 100-day moving averages. Ethanol futures were down about 7 cents a gallon when the crops closed, and after the weekly government report showed larger stocks and an increase in production, January ethanol futures were down about 7 cents at $1.68 a gallon in early afternoon. Soybeans finished 4 to 5 cents lower, with the January now under the 20-day average for the first time in about a month. A complete check of all your futures are coming up in a moment.
Well, cattle producers, the final Superior Video Livestock Auction of the year coming up this Friday, December 16th on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. The start time, 8 a.m. Central Time, 19,500 head to be sold, 4,200 yearling steers, 2,400 yearling heifers, and 10,800 weaned calves. For more information about the sale, call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
On the cattle futures, December live cattle was down 2 cents at 111.10, and the live cattle down 27 at 113.70. January feeder cattle down 127 at 127.70, and March down 147, 124.62. February hogs were up 2 cents, 61.77. April unchanged at 66.95. On the grain futures at the close, Kansas City hard red winter wheat. March was up 4 3/4 at 420. May was up 4 1/2 at 431 1/4. March wheat Chicago up a half penny at 416, and the make that 418. May was up 3/4 at 429. March corn up 1 cent, 362, and May was up 3/4 at 368 1/2. January soybeans down 4 1/4 cents, 1023 1/2. March was down a nickel at 1034 1/2. March cotton is down 19, 71.28. May down 9, 71.55. January crude oil up 6 at 51.09. February up 10, 52.20. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.